If you own more than $1,000 worth of Palantir stock, you're really doing yourself a disservice if you don't listen, and I mean listen, to the earnings call. Not just read the transcript, but listen to it. This call is different than any other call that you'll go to, and there's a couple of reasons why. First of all, they all last about 50 minutes. In this call, Alex takes up the first 8 minutes, and usually the CEO, you can tell he's reading from a prepared script. Alex doesn't read from a prepared script, and I know why. He's dyslexic, and like me, I can't read from a script, and I suspect Alex can't either. So he does a 8-minute monologue, and it's all off the cuff. You can tell it. He stammers, he stutters like I do, because he's not reading. And I think that's a benefit, because you get the emotion from Alex that you don't get from most CEOs. And Alex is in love with his company, and he thinks he believes he is doing a service for this world that no one else is, and that he has gathered the best minds, engineers, to save this world from itself. And so you need to hear this if you have more than $1,000 invested in it. I took some notes as I went through. And again, I want to share with you, I believe this is something you have to do if you're an investor, or you have to have somebody like me who will do it for you and then give you a summary of what's going on. Alex has a number of objectives. Number one, he does want to make money for his shareholders. Number two, he wants to get his company on the S&P 500, and he wants to make a profitable company out of it. So what I want to do in this video is two things. Give you my summary of what's happened and what I think is going to happen in the future. And then secondly, I want to do you a tremendous service and show you how you too can access these earning calls. And I would encourage you, if you own a stock and you have more than $1,000 in that stock, you must listen, not read, but listen to the earnings call. You'll learn so much about the management. You'll learn about their passions, and you'll also learn what they're trying to hide. And there was some hiding going on in this call. So get yourself a piece of paper and take some notes. And then after you listen to the call, go to their financial statement and see how those numbers match up and what you can determine is going to happen in the future. This is not financial advice.
Best of Us Investors presents Carrie Griegmeier.
I access these earnings calls through my subscription with Seeking Alpha. You just go to the summary page of the stock you want to learn about, and you'll see this Palantir Technologies earnings call transcript. You click on that, and that takes you to a page that has the transcript, and it's all in written form. But what I do is I hit the play button, and it actually then plays it to me, as you can hear in the background, and I'm going to forward, and we're now into Alex is part of it. And you go, what I do is I go through and allow Alex to speak to me as I read his words as well, which then gives me a good understanding of the passion that he has for the business and how I feel translate it into what's going to happen. So as I said in the beginning, if you have more than $1,000 in any company, you need to be listening to their earnings call, and you can get that through a subscription with Seeking Alpha. There's a link in the description that will give you a discount. What is different about this call is it's extremely orchestrated. As I said, Alex opens up with an 8-minute dialogue that is totally off the cuff. He may have some notes in front of him, but it is not a written statement. It's then taken over by Ryan Taylor. He gives a 7-minute presentation, and Ryan's is very read. It's very orchestrated, and he goes through and talks about their new AIP product that's only been out for 10 weeks, and it's a total artificial intelligence product, and he believes that it is going to be instrumental in changing the world, that in the past quarter he has seen the healthcare segment or businesses grow by 93% and transportation by 129%. The government is a little bit disappointing. In past calls, I have sensed that they are disappointed that they got their start from the government. They actually found Saddam bin Laden through his emails, and they're disappointed in their government acquisitions and growth of business. Alex, in past calls, has very openly expressed his disappointment. I, at one point, called him a crybaby that he had had a date with the government. The government canceled the date, and he said, "But she'll come back to me." And that tone is still there. That they see some. That they believe they can do some things for the United States government to basically control or gather information against our enemies or those countries that are aggressive to us, and they aren't getting the respect that they want. And Ryan Taylor expresses that at all as well. A very rehearsed 7 minutes of sales pitch. Usually then what happens is we go into the financials and it's the CFO. But on this call, we had another 6 minutes from Siren Shekar, and he gives us another 6 minute commercial on what the various products that Palantir has and how they're being presented. And it's almost as if this is not a call for investors or analysts. It's a call that for his customers or potential customers to learn more about what Palantir is doing and how it can benefit. And then we go to David Greer. He's the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer, and he gives an 8-minute dissertation on what their revenues were currently as opposed to last quarter and last year. And they're showing some growth, but it's not astronomical. They're showing in revenues up 13% and on an annual basis and 2% on a quarterly basis. That normally is poor. And they don't go crazy about it. They just give you the facts and move on. Again, this call was pretty much a sales pitch. To kind of say we did okay, but we didn't do great. They danced around the numbers. Their projections for the future were not that outstanding. I got the overall feeling that our objective is twofold: to have three sequential earnings gains, revenue gains, and to get in a position that we can be considered for the S&P 500. That's their number one objective. They also said that they are going to do a $1 billion stock buyback. Again, I think this is a signal that, hey, we're profitable. We believe in our stock, so we're going to buy back shares and show to the industry and show to our stockholders that we want more of what we're producing. So the call was a dance. It truly was. What do I come away with it from it? I think I bought back in yesterday at $15 per share, and I think that was a good buy in. I've now got my holdings up to where I want them to be. This goes into my Bus 12 portfolio. Bus 13 is all about rebuilding and bringing up the data centers and the infrastructure of the internet so that it can handle artificial intelligence. And Bus 12 is about the companies that are going to deliver you and I and the business world, the rest of the world, the software that is going to utilize artificial intelligence and machine learning to make our lives better. So this is a longer play than NVIDIA or some of the other stocks that I have in my, or Supermicro computers. And I hope you saw my analysis of their earnings call and how I used that to make a good buy yesterday. That's what these earnings calls are all about, so that you have a better understanding of what the company is and what its future looks like. I think Palantir's future is very bright. I think they have some of the best engineers in the world. They will be a leader in this field, but they have a rough road. I think Alex is an asset and a liability. He's extremely smart. He presents a vibrant image, but I don't think the government warms up to Alex or his method of presentation. So that's my take on Palantir. It's a hold as I am. I bought more yesterday as it went down, but I'm going to hold where I am and then try to buy into the Bus 12 portfolios other companies like Adobe, who I believe are going to deliver artificial intelligence, and also even Tesla. I've got a price target of $235.35. For some reason, I can remember that number. We're about $10 off. But again, I'll be listening to each Adobe and Tesla's earnings call and making my decisions accordingly. I suggest you do the same. If you'd like more of this, subscribe. If you want to join our tribe, get on the bus and join us on our webpage, Best of Us Investors, and you can see how you get on the bus there.